I want to read from Matthew chapter 10, verse 17 onwards. Jesus said, "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, the scourge you in the synagogues, shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought about what you shall speak, but shall be given in the same hour what you shall speak. It is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaks in you. The brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. Children shall rise up against the parent and cause them to put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved." So our goal should be to endure to the end. It's good for us to know our goal, brothers and sisters. All the athletes who run this 100 meters race, they keep their eyes on the goal. They can't quit in between. All the athletes who run this marathon race, the Bible says, let us run the race looking unto Jesus. Just let us run with endurance. You know what is the beauty of this? People who run the marathon race, they can't run too fast. They can't run too slow. They got to be steady, consistent. And that's the mark of a Christian. They got to finish. That's what we call enduring to the end. There are many people who have begun, but they have not finished. But we should look at those who have finished and say, "Lord, I want to endure to the end." Okay. You know, often we feel so good to come on Sunday mornings. It's so wonderful to praise the Lord, wonderful to hear God's word, hear about becoming like Jesus, and we have good fellowship. But then, when we go back to a normal life, from Monday to Sunday, Saturday, just then we find that life is hard and difficult. We are assaulted by so many temptations and trials, and we wonder what's happening to me. And many people tend to lose hope and get discouraged. For example, it's normal for many of our children to become sick. If you ask an average mother, she's bothered so much with children's sicknesses. And so many times, even when a child gets fever, the new mother thinks, "Oh, my child is going to die." I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, the child will not die just by fever. It's just a fear. Maybe your husband or wife got sickness and it brings you under anxiety. You got financial problems, you got family problems with your partner, your children, office problems, job problems. You have the, on top of that, you have the pull of temptations, and we have the struggle against it. And then we hear, quite often, you can hear the devil telling you, like it's written here in Psalm 42, verse 3 and 10. Psalm 42, verse 3 and 10. "My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is your God?" Verse 10. "As with the sword in my bone, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is your God?" Many, many people, when they face trials and temptations, they feel it's too much. And they feel like giving up. And some people think God is punishing them. And I want to tell you, that's not true. You know, God, when He has saved us and called us, He's got a clear plan, syllabus, training program for all His children. But not many people endure the training. It's just like our children. We send them to school for 10 years. 10 years they have to endure in the school. Then another 3 to 4 years degree, and then post-graduation, and then it goes on up to doctorate degree. They have to study for long. And, you know, good courses, they not only have theories, they also have practical exam. For example, medicine. It's not enough that you study theoretical studies, subjects. You've got to have practical experience. Just like, you know, I remember they have in the colleges, when you study physics and chemistry and biology, Apart from theory, they have practical tests in the laboratory. Even all the, you see, in the military academy, police academy, they have, you not only have to qualify, but they have tough tests for them, so that they can be successful officers. And the same way, we should not be ignorant about the training the Lord has for us. You know what is God's training for all of us? It's wonderful to come here, wonderful to attend the conferences, wonderful to attend the messages. But God's syllabus and training for us is to take us through many, 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 many temptations and trials. And that many of us don't like. We say, Lord, I like to listen to the messages. You know, it says in Psalm 66, verse 10. This is part of God's syllabus for us. It says here, for thou, O God, you have tested us. Thou hast tried us, as silver has tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But, it's a lovely verse here, you brought us into a wealthy place, or place of abundance. And that's what we should not forget, brothers and sisters. After you go through many, many, many trials, and you pass every trial, you come to a place of abundance. You become spiritually wealthy, steady, strong, mature. And that's God's will for us, for all of us. You know, so nice to see our young people getting degrees, postgraduate degrees, doctorates, do well in their career. And the same way, the Lord also wants us to do well. And that's why He's planned many, many trials. And but you know, many times when we face trials, we wonder, Lord, why this for me? So James 1:2 says, my brothers and sisters, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Don't see why. God has allowed all our trials with a specific plan, with a specific purpose. And John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. Acts 14:22, Jesus said, with much tribulation we enter the kingdom of God. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, it says here, there's a lovely verse, 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. So don't let all the trials and the difficulties and tribulations disturb you. You know why we get disturbed? Because we're ignorant. We don't know God's heart, God's plan, God's syllabus. We don't know God's word. That's why we get discouraged. And many people quit. So many people quit school. I heard in India, the school dropout rate is quite high. Many people quit college. In the same way, many of God's people also, they quit in between God's training. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. So don't be ignorant, brothers and sisters. We need to go through many temptations, many trials. That's it. That's how we can get purified, sanctified, cleansed, get rid of many sins, and become steady. That's why Peter said in 1 Peter 1:7, the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. In other words, my faith is tried in every trial. Does God love you? Is God interested in you? Does He know what's happening? And you stand fast in faith in the time of trial. Like Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. He knows every detail of what's happening to me. Job 23, verse 20. We need to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Some of us got the crazy idea that if you're wholehearted, if you fear God, you'll not get any trials, only God's blessing. And I want to say that's not true. Part of God's syllabus is He has to take us through many, many trials, and we have to leave to God how He ordains our trials. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, in the Living Bible it says, here it says, if you endure chastening, God deals with your son. In the Living Bible it says, Let God train you. Let's remember that verse. Hebrews 12 verse 7. Let God train you. You know, in the world, they have all these MBA programs. You know, we appreciate MBA from reputed institutions. In the world, they need all of them. But God's also got His own management training program for all of His people. And His program is completely different. For example, you know how God trained Abraham? Abraham was a God-fearing man. He loved God. And God kept him barren for many, many, many years. But Abraham passed the test. He said he endured. And then he obtained the promise. And not only that, God had to test him again. In Genesis chapter 22 verse 1 it says, the Lord tested him. God said, Abraham, could offer your son. And Abraham passed the test. Isn't it beautiful, brothers and sisters? Abraham came out with flying colors to such an extent, the Lord told in Genesis chapter 22. It's good to look at those who were faithful and passed the test. Verse 12, Genesis 22, verse 12. God said, now I know that you fear me. And not only that, verse 16 onwards, the Lord told him, 17 onwards, in blessing I'll bless you, in multiplying I'll multiply you. Your seed shall possess the gates of enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. When you are faithful in the trials, you not only become mature, strong, get God's approval, you will also become a blessing. So brothers and sisters, it's worth enduring the trials, worth passing all our tests. You know, Jacob was a very tough character. But you know how the Lord trained him, like we often heard? Jacob thought he was too smart for the Lord. The Lord said, okay, you won't be in the your father-in-law's house for a long time. Oh, how God's wisdom. Then Jacob finally was broken. He became a humble man. And Jacob also later on passed the test. Joseph, you know how God trained him? Not by putting him in some clever school. No, he had to be hated by his brothers, sold as a slave, twice falsely accused, put in prison, forgotten by the man whom he helped. And you know what the Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. So don't think that, you know, everything that happens to you by accident. No, it's not accident. We used to sing a song, each single trial upon our way is very exact and sure. It's good to believe that, brothers and sisters. I believe that now. God has planned every step of my way. Every day, every trial, every temptation is planned. And He'll give me grace to endure every day. And Joseph passed every test. I praise the Lord for all such wonderful men of God. Job. Look at Job's management program. You know how God trained him? He took away all his property. All his children died. He lost his health. And probably much of his friends. And he had terrible sickness. And Job passed the test. How wonderful. I praise the Lord for all such men of God. And you too can pass the test, brothers and sisters. And then Moses was highly educated in palace for the first 40 years. And God's management program was, okay, next 40 years you're going to be in the desert. The Bible says God's ways are not our ways, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Just many times we wonder, Lord, why this kind of a partner for me? Why this kind of children for me? Why this kind of boss for me? That's exactly the right one for you. Don't rebel against the Lord. Don't keep questioning. You'll be otherwise wandering in the wilderness. You know, you're supposed to finish the school in 10 years, degree in 3-4 years. And you don't listen, you don't obey, you don't trust the Lord. You keep wandering. The children will still wander for 40 years. Don't you wander? And after 40 years in the desert, then the Lord said, okay, now you're ready. Moses, Now you got to lead my people. And again, Moses had to deal with all these rebellious people. No wonder Moses, you know, I want to show you one more verse in this morning. Hebrews 11, verse 27, that spoke to my heart. Hebrews 11, verse 27. There's a lovely verse that caught my attention. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Have you seen that verse, brothers and sisters? Moses endured as seeing he was invisible. All of us can't see God. Moses also couldn't see. But he says, he saw God. He had a revelation of God in the midst of the trials. I believe Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Job, all of them had a revelation of God. They saw God. They saw God in their trials. That's why they were not discouraged. That's why they endured. Some of us, we can't see God. That's why we think, oh brother, it's too much. I want to tell you this morning, it's not too much. So you don't have to get discouraged. And in case you feel it's too much, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, it says here, wherefore seeing, we also compared to about so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us. Let us run with patience or endurance or steadfastness the race that's set before us. Brothers and sisters, are you running slowly? Some people start fast and then disappear. Some people quit. But you have to keep on running. Keep running steadily. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus endured his race, despite the shame. And again it says, consider him, verse 3, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. You know one way to overcome discouragement? How? You know how you can overcome discouragement? Look at all the people who endured. Make them your heroes. And look at Jesus. He says here, verse 4, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Jesus went through every temptation, every trial the Father planned for him. And Jesus passed every temptation, every trial. And now the Bible says he's the author of eternal salvation. He learned obedience, it says. And so he can help all of us. So if you're faithful in the trials, you can help the others. And then Apostle Paul, God took him through many, many trials. And you know what Paul said? What persecutions I endured. I endured all things. He was beaten, stoned, imprisoned. People were waiting to kill him. You read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 33. You want to know more about all that Paul went through. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. You know what Paul says? I want to encourage all of us to have a little fellowship with Paul, brothers and sisters. Especially if you feel like giving up. 2 Corinthians 4, 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing upon the body, the dying of Jesus. I'm enduring every temptation, every trial. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Apostle Paul could say, we don't faint. I like that. Brothers and sisters, that's how we also ought to testify in the meeting. Yes, God's taken me through many situations and trials, but I don't faint. I don't lose hope. I don't get discouraged. I don't give up. And verse 17. Apostle Paul went through many trials and then he said, oh, I write affliction, which is only for a short time. Works for us in far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. So don't let the devil tell you, oh, I'm going through trials which I can't bear. It's too much for me. It's not too much. It's only light. And it's only for a short time. It'll come to pass. This too will come to pass. But you will get eternal weight of glory. And not only that, Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine? Can you say that, brothers and sisters? This trial is not going to separate me from my devotion to Jesus, from the love of God. It's only a test, like we say. mic testing. We are checking whether the mic is working. Every trial is only testing your faith. And he says, no, I don't give up. I believe God. I want to pass the test. And not only that, Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, he says, God, he comforts us in every trial. And therefore Paul got so much comfort, he could go around blessing others and helping others. So, brothers and sisters, sometimes it's a wrong attitude to trials that hinders our progress. Shall I say it once again? Some of us come to the meeting, we hear the word of God. Some of us are good and sincere brothers and sisters. But the reason why you're not progressing is, could be, that you don't understand. You question God, why Lord this for me? You know, for example, in family life, many brothers and sisters, before marriage they have one problem, after marriage they have another set of problems. So marriage, don't, all of you young people, don't think if you get married all your problems will be over. It will not. It will begin, in fact. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. But you can conquer, you can learn, you can overcome. And you can get an education, you can get some training. How many of you can say, you've been in the church for so long? 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, can you say, all the trials have helped me to become strong in the Lord? I can put the devil to shame. My faith is tried and purified. I hope you'll be able to say like Paul, we are of good courage. We don't give up. You know, all of us attempted to give up, but you don't have to give up. That's the good news. And you know, we have to fight sin, we have to fight the devil, the world, and endure in every trial when our faith is tested. Paul said we endure all things. And you know what is the way to progress, brothers and sisters? Endure today, endure tomorrow. I feel like saying left, right, you know, march. You know, left, right. Endure today, endure tomorrow. Endure today, endure tomorrow. Endure day after tomorrow, endure next week, endure next month. And you can endure next year. I'm not waiting for New Year to come. You know, many people on 31st night suddenly become wholehearted. No. You can, today, I want to endure whatever God has planned for me. I want to be faithful. Every day pass the test. And that's Christian life. That's why we don't have to say, oh, it's too much for me. No, each day God will give me grace for the trial today. So all of you mothers, don't get worried next time your child gets fever. Say, God will give me grace. I'm not going to lose my faith. I'm not going to get discouraged. God is in the situation. See God in your situation. And say, God will give me grace. I'm going to pass the test. I'm going to put the devil to shame. Job put the devil to shame. And oh, let's put the devil to shame. Let it be written about you and me. Moses endured, Job endured, Joseph endured, Abraham endured, Jacob endured, Paul endured, Jesus endured. Let it be said about you and me. This brother endured to the end. And not only endured to the end, you pass with flying colors. Put the devil to shame. Devil, he cannot triumph over me. He cannot silence me. And not only that, you become bold. There'll be a song of praise. There'll be a song of triumph. Brothers and sisters, that is to pass with flying colors. You know, like when we ask people, how are you, brother? Like I often said, people say, I'm pulling on. You know, it's not, I'm not pulling on. The Lord wants to lead us in His triumph. And Apostle Paul could say, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Oh, Apostle Paul endured. And oh, may God make us living examples that brothers and sisters can see that you're not a brother who gives up, who gets discouraged, who needs someone to come and encourage you. You be there every day, fighting, enduring, running steadfastly, consistently. For example, no, different ones are going through different trials. Sometimes you wonder, what's happening to me? I want to tell you, the Lord understands your trial. And He'll give you all the grace you need. And afterwards, you know what you should say? You should learn to say exactly what the Bible says. I'm a blessed man. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. You know, we're going to get into this new covenant life, new covenant spirit, and new covenant testimonies. Not that, oh, nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody knows the trouble I'm going through. No, I'm a blessed man. I will endure this temptation. It's only for a short time. And I'm going to get grace. I'm going to get comfort from the Lord. I'm going to be sanctified. I'm going to become more mature. And I believe people must see that you're a brother. Nobody can distract you. You're a brother. Even the devil has to give up on you. So wonderful if you're a brother like that, running the race, whether new year comes or not. You keep on running steadfastly, whether you get success or failure, whether you get more money or less money, whether you get promotion or not, whether you're recognized or not. You run the race steadfastly, and all people who see you must get encouraged. And let it be written about you and me, brothers and sisters. He endured unto the end. He who endures to the end will be saved. Amen.
Praise God for what we heard. I was reminded of Sunday school song that we used to sing. I'm running the race. I'm running the race to win. Sometimes I felt like giving up and falling down within. But I'm still running the race. I'm running the race to win. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Paul says to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, run in such a way that you may win. We all have a race to run. We are all running the race that is set before us. But Paul says, run in such a way that you may win. You know, Hebrews chapter 12, we heard that verse, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy that is set before him. There is a joy, my brothers and sisters. Many run, many are running. Some will come to the halfway, but very few will go to the last, to finish the race. You know, Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, because of lawlessness increased, most people's love will grow cold, but the one endures till the end, he will be saved. I believe God is calling us to endure, to look unto Jesus and to run this race with boldness, to looking up our captain. You know, so many cloud of witnesses surrounding us and cheering us, we could run this race. I was thinking about Hebrews. We heard about Moses. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. The choice that Moses could make. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking for a reward. What was that reward? The joy, the eternal glory that is set for us. You know, it says in Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That faith is the author, and he is going to begin in our hearts, and he is going to give us that faith in our hearts to run this race. And I was thinking about Moses. We heard about Moses. Even Brother Stephen was sharing about Moses, where, you know, how did that faith came into his heart when the Lord God appeared to him in Exodus chapter 3, in the burning bush. When he saw God, you know, the Lord God said to him, I am certainly with you. And second thing, you know, when Moses asked, what should I tell when I go back? When I go back in front of the Pharaoh, when I go back to the people, they don't believe me. What can I tell? Go and tell them that I am who I am sent you. My brothers and sisters, the trials that we go through, the struggles we are going through, there is a great I am we have. He is with us. That is the secret of Moses' life. You know, when the Lord asked him, when they were set to set a journey, and Moses said, "Lord, if your presence does not go with us, we don't want to leave this place." That's the way we can run this race successfully. That's the way we can have faith in our hearts. And I believe that's what God is calling us today, that we can run in such a way that we could win. We have a great I Am. And I was just thinking about this verse Brother Newton quoted in Psalm 66. Psalm 66, verse 10. "You have tried us, O God. You have refined us as a silver is refined. You brought us into this net. You laid an oppressive burden upon our lions. You made men ride over our heads." Perhaps that is the situation, maybe that, or maybe we went through the fire and we went through water, but yet you brought us out a place of abundance. Maybe we are running in the fire today. Maybe the water, like Egyptian, the people of God, when they went to cross the Red Sea, they saw the water, they were troubled, but Moses, he knows to look up to heaven. He knows to look up to the great I Am who promised him. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And he is with us, the great I Am. And we can run this race with boldness. We could run this race looking unto Jesus. And he will help us. You know, sometimes the men, God allows men to ride over our head. Maybe in the situation in the workplace, maybe something that you are going through. And don't look at that situation. Look at the great I Am. He is with you, my brothers and sisters. We could run with boldness. All that we go through, there is a joy that is set before us. The glory, eternal glory, that God wants to reveal to us. We could share that when we run with endurance. Like Jesus, he despised the shame. My dear young people, I want to underline this verse for us. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 25. Choosing rather endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Is the pleasure, is the hindrance to run a race. Hebrews 12 it says, Hebrews chapter 12 verse one last part, it says, "Let us lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance." You know, Moses made a choice not to choose the passing pleasures of sin. We know about Esau. Esau had a choice, but he chose to sell his birthright. But later on, he sought with repentance. He tried with a great cry, and because he did not find a place of repentance. My brothers and sisters, we have a great I Am who is with us. He has promised, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." He is the one who is with us. He will help us. May we run the joy, the race that is set before us. When we look ahead, the eternal glory that is in front of us, I believe God will help us. Amen.